Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps, and when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack, and take a step on back, and go to a meeting, and keep coming back, and then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 that does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPA, SLA, ACRRRM, MDRA, AJFA, or any of them. They're dudes. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelly.
Sweet.
Dude. Sweet. Whatever.
What the hell's going on with you? So, what's happening? What's shaking in Southern Arizona?
Nothing.
Nothing interesting happened lately?
Like what?
You called me, said, everything's on fire. Oh. Tombstone's on fire.
I didn't say tombstone.
Yes, you did.
I said
tombstone is on the other side of those mountains.
I said, if I'm looking east, what is directly east of us? And you said tombstone. And I said,
tombstone's on fire.
I said, well, no, I didn't. I never said tombstone was on fire.
It's exactly what she said.
It is not what I said. I said, well, there's a fire to the east of us then. And you said, how far away is it? And then you said, tombstone's on the other side of the hills. And I said, oh, well, then it's not tombstone.
You said, I smell smoke.
It was
very smoky here.
It was very smoky for quite a while. They got the fire out pretty quick, though. I mean, it was, it looked like it was stretching along quite a nice long line there. But by, I don't know, 5 hours later, it was out.
One thing I've discovered about Southern Arizona is when they go to do something, they seem to do it rather quickly and rather correctly.
like
they're working, they're doing a major thing at this intersection of the Highway 90 and this thing called Buffalo Soldier Trail, which is another major road. And it's like, they're really, I mean, they're redoing the entire thing, but they're doing it in such a way that it's not really causing too much issue. I mean, and they're actually, you know, I'm used to seeing things in California get worked on for
years,
months and months and months. And they're doing it in the middle of the night, and it's ending up screwing everything up anyway. These guys are working on it during the day. No problem. They're actually getting stuff done. You can see the progress happening, and it's like, oh, wow. So you know what? There's a brush fire. You know what they do? They put it out.
I mean, they send a million trucks and they put it out.
It's like, boom. It's like you tell me like an hour later, you're like, yeah, it's all gone. And when you told me about it and you sent me the pictures, it looks like a quite what's probably several miles long.
It looked like it was probably pretty. But see, distances are deceptive out here.
They are.
So what looks from our vantage point, like it might be like a half a mile long or a mile long forest fire, it may have been 3 football fields. And to me, it looked like it was maybe 5 miles away. But because I'm looking at the distances and I know that they're not really correct, it might have been as much as 10 miles away. I have no idea.
Well, and if you look at the hills over there where Tombstone is, that's more like 20 miles away.
Okay, well, maybe it was like 8 to 10.
So, you know what that means. Oh, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. God, I feel like we're having a race.
Yes, we are.
God.
We have shout-outs to Stryker, Alexandria, Jane Lynn, Bill, Fran, Liz, Georgette, John, Johnny, Roger, Dave, Randy, James, and Lee.
I had a really good talk with Bill the other day. I hadn't spoken to him in a while. Got to talk to him more often.
Yeah, he's fun to talk to. He got a new number. So,
yep.
He
knew all about Fort Huachuca.
Oh, yes, he did. Okay, in Los Angeles.
Wait, are we still on from the last show, the world's stupidest criminals?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. These are the last of the top 10 world's stupidest criminals from the last year.
Okay.
Now, we don't even know who these stupid criminals are.
Well, then maybe they're not that stupid because apparently they haven't been caught.
Well, the problem is that if a picture of them is uploaded anywhere and it's identified as who they are, they're instantly going to be identified by the police. They, in Reseda, on Ash Wednesday, they stole a Kindle out of a car.
Okay.
Kindle was reported stolen.
Okay.
Car was broke. There were other things that were
Shelley's
stolen
like,
out of
they
his
need
car.
To die.
Yes,
they
exactly.
They stole a Kindle. They need to die.
Stab them. Apparently, they broke into this car. They stole the Kindle, among other things that they took out of the car. One of the things they did with the Kindle, and because they
took
are stupid and don't understand how a Kindle works, they took a picture of themselves with the Kindle, smiling, look at our new Kindle, la, la, la. Anyone who has a Kindle understands that when you take pictures on the Kindle, it's not stored locally.
It goes to Amazon.
It goes to the Amazon, to the cloud. So the woman logging into her Facebook or her Amazon account sees the picture of these people. Now, the only reason they know that the Kindle is in Reseda is because the pictures that are uploaded have the GPS coordinates embedded in the file.
Oh, my God.
Which is how that works. Now, they were actually at a laundromat when they took the picture. So they're still technically on the lam because it's not like it's identified with their name or anything.
Right.
They just know the general area where these people are. Eventually, they will do something stupid, like take a picture with the Kindle and then use the Kindle to upload it to their Facebook page, and then bam, they're done.
Well, you know what's going to happen anyway, you know, with all the news about Facebook anyway. You've seen it before. You post a picture on Facebook. It says, hey, do you want to tag your friend Bill? Because Bill's in the picture, and then it kind of creeps you out. You're like, why?
Might never come up with my name. Well, I never come up with my name. When they first started doing the facial recognition and stuff. Sorry, I've got ice in my mouth. When they first started doing the facial recognition stuff on Facebook, I turned it off. I didn't want it on. My mother has hers turned on. Every single picture of me that I put on Facebook wants me to tag my mother.
As you?
As me. No, not my name. Her name. All my pictures say Jill Caney.
Well, you know what's funny?
Because I look like her.
There was a time when I went in and I, this was a long time ago, but when they were first starting about facial recognition, I started tagging pictures of me as being other people. So like it would say, would you like to tag Bruce Burnett? I'm like, no, I'd like to tag this as Robert Plant or Eddie Van Halen or, you know, whoever. And after a while, it stopped suggesting me to tag myself.
No, it still always wants me to tag my mother in pictures of me. So basically, I could, like, do whatever and get caught on camera, and they would think it was my mom. So, you know.
Sweet. Let's steal a Kindle.
Okay. Next up on the cavalcade of criminals.
How come none of these are in Florida?
I don't know. Because apparently, Florida is just too outside, beyond the pale.
Yeah, normally Florida is where all the stupid stuff comes from. Look, we love Florida.
Yes.
I would love to go to Florida.
I've been to Florida. It's lovely.
I would love to go. But you guys have some wacko people down there. I'm just saying.
It's sort of like a toss-up between Jersey and Florida, who has the most strange people.
L.A. and Florida.
Yeah, L.A. is just morons.
The last story came from Reseda.
Yeah. Well, they're just morons. They're not flamboyant about it.
Oh, well.
Juan de Acosta, Colombia. Three men went on a crime spree. They broke into a local grocery store. They stole rum, oil, rice, and cans of sardines. Now, keep in mind, this is Colombia.
But these guys are idiots already.
They didn't have a getaway vehicle. So they went down the road and stole a 10-year-old donkey named Zavi.
They stole a donkey.
A donkey named Zavi. They loaded up their pilfered goods onto the donkey. Now, this is 2 a.m. So it's kind of quiet in the little town of Juan de Acosta. They might have gotten away with it if the donkey had not decided that it was time to start braying like crazy.
Of course. He's being stolen. You know what? I'll tell you what's missing in most countries is donkey alarms. I mean, you know, they're just, you should see when they do the donkeys and they put that, what that wheel lock on them. Really dangerous for the donkey. I like just the alarm better.
So anyway, the donkey would not stop braying no matter what they did. They were forced to flee and abandon their
stuff. They didn't give them some of the rum?
Stuff.
That would have chilled them
out
quick.
You'd think, but no. They were chased and apprehended by the police.
Well, good for that donkey.
Yes, the donkey fixed it. Now, where is this next one? It's somewhere in Pennsylvania. Swissvale Police.
What is it? What was the name?
Swissvale.
Swiss.
But it's somewhere in Pennsylvania. 48-year-old Dennis Hawkins.
Robbed. That's definitely not an Amish name.
No, but he decided he was going to rob a bank.
Okay.
He was nominated, but he was actually nominated by the police chief, Greg Geppert, who told CBS, and I'm quoting here, he would get my nomination for dumbest criminal. I mean, with the wig on, you still have his black facial hair.
What?
He tried to rob a bank. The disguise he chose was a blonde wig, fake plastic boobs, and clown pants. it was sounding almost normal to you until we got to the clown pants, wasn't it?
You know what? You know, at least it wasn't a pirate outfit.
And clown pants.
You know,
and
if you guys want to know about the pirate outfit, you have to listen to years of shows.
Way back in the day. But when you look at the surveillance picture from the bank, where he's got a gun in his hand, and he's clearly a dude. He's got this, like, short blonde wig on, and he's got a goatee and a mustache that's black, and lipstick. He's clearly got lipstick on because his lips are, like, dark, and it looks like he didn't know how to put it. Like, the edge of it is, like, up into his mustache.
And you know what? There's people that are looking at that picture going, you work it, girl. You work it. You work that lipstick.
But it's the clown pants because I'm thinking, you know, big clown pants with the big hips, you know, that you with the suspenders, and I'm like, why? What?
Hey,
how does that come into your head as part of your disguise?
Let's call them what they are. Hammer time.
Hammer time. I just lost the booziness there for a second.
Hammer time. Yeah, it would be hammer time pants.
Wait.
Wait.
Yeah, it is. Can't touch that. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the song in my head for a second. Okay. Somewhere in Nigeria.
Boy, they have gone international,
haven't
they?
They have gone international. 17-year-old Manga Manga. He tried to steal a woman's car.
Actually, that's a tough name right there. Manga Manga. I kind of like that name.
He was trying to steal a woman's car. He was trying to carjack her. And he did manage to get her out of the vehicle. Her 13-year-old son was still in the car.
Tell me the 13-year-old son kicked his ass.
He didn't have to do anything because the Manga Manga couldn't steal the car because he didn't know how to work a stick shift.
Nice.
Eyewitnesses reported to the police that he spent several minutes in the car turning on the windshield wipers and lights in an attempt to figure out how to work the other pedal. He finally decided, the heck with it, this is not working, and tried to flee on foot. By then, the police had already been called, and he was apprehended.
That's awesome.
He can't work a stick shift. You know, and the funny thing is, there's a lot of stuff that we know how to do, that we learned when we were growing up, that our kids would look at and go, what the hell do I do with this?
My daughter couldn't drive a stick shift.
No, Connor couldn't either. Well, Connor can't drive, period. But you know what I mean? I mean, I know a lot of people in that age group that have no clue how to drive a manual transmission. And I'm thinking, what happens when it's the zombie apocalypse and the only vehicle around is like a skip loader and those are all manual? What are you going to do?
I'm going to survive.
Well, so am I, because I'm going to be able to drive the skip loader.
That's right.
Y'all are dying. If you can't drive a manual transmission.
My daughter will pull out her marshmallow head helmet thing that she made for some concert called Marshmallow.
Yeah.
Which and is die. Actually did a really great job on this helmet. But, yeah, she's going to die.
Yeah.
The zombies kids are going to go, idiots. Look, that marshmallow has brains in it.
Payphones. They don't know how to work payphones. And I know that some exist still.
Remember that time I asked my daughter? I said, she said she was going to be late. And I go, why didn't you call earlier? And she goes, well, I didn't have a phone. I said, why didn't you use a payphone? And she goes, what's that?
Yeah, what's a payphone?
And I thought about it. And I said, oh, there's one by the Starbucks. And she goes, I thought that was like an ATM. I'm like, nope.
Okay, finally, the 10th dumbest criminal is 43-year-old Juan Jose Vidrio Bibriesca.
Bibriesca? Is he Russian?
No, he's Latino. Juan Jose Vidrio Bibriesca.
Oh,
Bibriesca. Huh.
Sounds very
this
Eastern
is
Bloc.
Actually in Colorado.
Okay.
He was in court standing next to two other fine defendants at the Eagle County District Court. He was at the podium answering charges on violating his bond on a drug charge.
Okay.
So he's FDA. But he's back in court. He violated his bond. He was told to take off his hat. You're not supposed to wear your hat in
no.
front of the judge. The bailiff demanded that he take off his hat. Whereupon,
tell me he had dope in his hat.
Whereupon, a square of folded paper fell out of his hat and fluttered down to the floor.
Bindle.
The bailiff watched the paper fall to the floor, put his foot on it, and bam, Bibriesca is back in jail. It was a bindle full of cocaine.
Who would put that shit in their hat?
I don't know. Now, the thing is that this is his, that would be his third offense, because his first was the drug charge, then he had an FTA, which generates a bench warrant, and now he's got another second drug charge for
FTA
taking
failure to appear.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So now he's got a third charge, which is the new cocaine possession charge, and he's now, they've now discovered he's in the country illegally.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's in big trouble.
So he's going to be deported.
I would guess so, probably. But I don't know what country he's from.
I don't think it matters. I mean, if you're here illegally and you're on your third offense and you drop cocaine out of your hat in front of the judge.
In front of the judge.
I don't think it matters. It doesn't matter if you're from freaking Canada. You got to go. You know, I mean, you can't be that stupid.
Just with all of the people. I mean, okay, first of all, he was
The fact that this guy is on his third offense and no one's figured out he's here illegally already is a little disturbing.
Yeah, and they just figured that out. But here's the thing. With all of the people that we know that try to hide drugs in their butts, in situations.
At least he didn't do that.
In situations where they would have known they were going to get searched, like going to jail. He was in the courthouse. There was no danger of him being searched. He should have put the drugs in his butt.
Actually.
Why did he hide it in his
hat? He could have got remanded to custody. What he should have done is left it in the car.
Well, that's true.
Or at the house. He's like, you know, I'm going to celebrate when I get out of here.
Well, yeah, he's like any good
God,
addict.
You know, just for a quick minute, I almost fell into a Bill Clinton impersonation there for a second. I did.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We're back. So, now I can't remember. Oh, I remember what the name of the topic is. Do as I say.
No.
Okay. Who's the lead on music by? No, okay, so we're...
Do what I want.
We're going to talk... This is almost like Dumpster Fire-esque, just with boozy news. It's like Dumpster Fire with boozy news. That's what these shows are like, because they're shorter. So, we were in a meeting the other night, and I won't even say what state we were in, but we were at a meeting... And this guy...
I won't say what state we were in.
There's a guy who said, I don't really like to share. Now, this is a guy, and he says, and I really don't share. you know, I don't like to share, and I don't really share. No, this guy, like clockwork, waits till there's 10 minutes left in the meeting, and he's the guy that always closes the meeting out and usually has a fairly rotund and long share.
Rotund?
Yes, it's huge.
No, rotund means fat or round.
Right, it's huge.
Okay.
It's a fat share. It's fatter than the 3 to 5 minutes it's supposed to be.
Right.
It's a share that hasn't seen a treadmill in a long time. That's the kind of share it is. Now, the thing is, and the reason why this came up, is at the next meeting we went to, which was a speaker meeting, this gentleman said, and I don't really have a problem with this, depending on how you weave your recovery, but this guy said, I don't really do a drunk-a-log. I don't really like to do a drunk-a-log. And I don't care if people do drunk-a-logs as long as they weave recovery in amongst with their drunk-a-log, which I've heard many people do in stunning fashion. But when you say something like, I don't really share, when you freaking share every fucking meeting and you wait specifically to be the last guy to share, so you're the last thing anyone hears before they go out, or you say, I don't really do a drunk-a-log, and then on your 45-minute pitch that you have, you do 40 minutes of drunk-a-log. It's like the do as I say, not as I do, and I'm not going to do as I say either.
Right.
Now, have you heard that with other people in other ways?
I can think of a classic one, but I wanted to the whole thing with I love drunk-a-logs.
I do too.
I could do it. I could listen to a 45. And the reason why is because I can get recovery in lots of places, but if you've got a stellar drunk-a-log, I want to hear it because I don't have a drunk-a-log. I don't have much.
That's true. You don't.
I drank at home and passed out. I didn't do anything fun. I don't have a drunk-a-log, so I kind of want to hear. I'm living vicariously through other drunk stories.
Yeah.
I'm spicing up my own recovery with your mistake.
You can live vicariously through my drunk-a-log.
Yours is a little too out there. Yeah. No, I can't do that. I ain't going there.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I ain't jumping off of roofs. No, ain't happening.
I did not jump off
okay,
the roof.
Fell,
I
whatever.
Merely stepped off the end.
Yeah.
Because I forgot. I forgot we were walking on a roof when I was looking at the clouds after eating acid.
Well, yeah, that makes total sense.
I walked right off the edge. I didn't jump. I wasn't trying to kill myself or anything. I just happened to be two stories on that side of the house because the house was on a hill. So there.
But I can think of a really stellar one. We know someone who has a couple more years than I do. Who had a sponsee that someone she was attempting to sponsor, who subsequently became my sponsee at one point, temporarily, who told her that she should not be involved in a relationship that early in recovery and she shouldn't get involved with the newcomer, who then turned around a week later and got in a relationship with a newcomer.
I am at a loss. Oh, wait, no, I'm not at a loss. I remember exactly.
And when we called her on it at coffee, she said, well, my sponsor said it was okay.
Well, and you know, there's there's weird things that happen with that anyway. Because the story ended up being that supposedly he went out in a horrific way, which we never saw.
Right.
We didn't see anything about this guy going out. And I was actually sponsoring the guy, and briefly. And so finally, it had been a week or so, I hadn't heard from him. And so I'm assuming, yeah, he went out, because that's what she said. And I called the guy, and he goes, dude, I had to get out of there. That chick was driving me insane. He goes, I wasn't going to be able to stay sober if I didn't leave right then. And I'm like, where did you go? He goes, I went to Phoenix. I said, what are you doing in Phoenix? I go, she said that you were blown out smoking crack and stuff. He goes, I'm working for whatever it is, MTA or something. Mm-hmm. He goes, I'm driving a bus. He goes, I didn't get loaded. He goes, dude, we get tested like clockwork here. He goes, if I got loaded, I wouldn't be able to drive a bus. And he was like very matter of fact. He goes, no, I had to get out of there.
Yeah, but it was that's the whole do as I say, not as I do. She told her sponsee, don't do that. And then she turned around and did it.
I've heard it crashed
and burned spectacularly.
I had seen that before. Granted, and I have to say this, she's doing much better now.
Correct.
My ex. But, you know, when I first met her, she was throwing a chair across the room in a meeting.
Oh, we moved on to a different person now. Okay.
Yes. Throwing the chair across the room in the meeting. And I'm like, that's the one for me because she has like 2 days.
How?
And I had like 2 years.
Yeah. What the hell was wrong with you?
I don't. Well, and you know what? We were together for 7 years. And she stayed sober for 7 years. She kind of went out rather spectacularly after that. But she actually has more time than you now.
Yeah, by 6 months.
Yeah. Well, I bet that sticks in your craw, doesn't it?
No, not really.
She goes, no, fuck that shit.
Because I learned a lesson. I lost 6 months worth of time over a 1 ounce bottle of vodka.
That's true. That's true. You didn't even get loaded.
I didn't even get loaded. I didn't get a buzz or anything. And you know what that taught me? Even 1 ounce is not worth it.
Well, you know what, too? Then you get the weird shit that sometimes people, even in the program. My sponsor, who was very, first of all, extremely right-wing. And, you know, and I'm conservative, but I'm kind of more fiscally conservative. You know, it's like, you want to be gay and get married, go ahead. You want women's right to choose, go ahead. I'm fine with all of that.
Just don't touch my wallet, motherfucker.
I'm not as
sorry,
big,
I shouldn't have cussed.
I'm not as big as on taxes and shit like that. But, you know, but he was extremely right-wing. And he was very, you know, used to be a Navy guy. And
yeah.
Was very just so. And one time he tells me, I need you to help your friend M because he has a project going right now and he needs your help. And I said, what is it? And he says, well, he's starting this adult entertainment company. And I'm like, and this is my straight as an arrow sponsor.
Right.
And then my buddy M's like, I can't believe he told you. He goes, I went to him with it. And he goes, sounds like a workable idea. And you know the way Roger was, you know, sounds workable, sounds doable. You know, you just got to get some stuff going. And let me tell you something. If you're ever thinking, because we were going to do strippers and all this, if you're ever thinking of doing something like that, you might as well hang it up right now. Because first of all, we decided that we were going to interview strippers, and because if you can't even make it to an interview one time, there's no way I'm going to send you out to some. You're
bachelor
the person
party.
To go to a bachelor party. This is the only time in this guy's life he's going to get this. You can't F it up. So the first day, we had 12 appointments set up. One person shows up. And when she shows up, I'm looking at her, and it's a black gal. And the picture she sent, she was good looking and all that. This black gal walks up, and I look at my friend, and I say, that's not her, right? And he goes, it doesn't look anything like her. And she walks up to the table, and she goes, are you so-and-so, so-and-so? We're like, yeah. And we're smoking hookah. In conservative Glendora, we're smoking like a double apple hookah.
Yeah, which is tobacco.
And she walks up and she goes, is that weed? And we're looking at each other. I'm like, no, it's tobacco. And we're in a coffee joint with hookah and we're smoking hookah. Sure, that's not weed. I'm like, Mark, you have to deal with this person. Actually, you probably wouldn't care at all. But you have to deal with this person.
He doesn't listen anyway.
But if you're ever thinking about doing that, and you know what? And I told Shelly right off the bat, you know, they're like, because it was kind of weird because my sponsor is telling me to get involved with this adult entertainment company. And I'm like, I go to my wife and I say, Roger had a very interesting thing he told me about. And Shelly's like, yeah, okay, well, go ahead.
Hey, as long as I don't have to be involved in it, you know, and it's you're not doing anything technically illegal, whatever.
Yeah, well, and nothing ever happened. Nothing. Like, literally nothing ever happened with
except
that
for the fact that you still have pictures from whatever on your desktop.
I do. I have a whole folder called Wild Cherry.
Yeah, but it's only one person.
Oh, no, there's more. Is it in this or in that?
No, in the big computer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, there's more. There's more.
Well, anyway, so do as I say, not as I do. Monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey see, monkey do. You know what? If you're going to... Okay, what are your final words on the subject?
My final words on the subject. You better put your money where your mouth is, and if you get called on it, you better fess up. That's all I care about.
Okay, my final words are, if you are going to be the person who is the last person to share at every meeting, and you go
this
over...
This is your pet peeve.
And you go over, don't tell people, I really don't share. Because you share every motherfucking time. And if you say, I'm not really going to have a drug-a-log, and then you spend 40 of your 45 minutes on the drug-a-log, I'm going to call you on it. Now, and I didn't, you know, because we're new in this area. I don't want to, you know, piss anybody off. But, you know, God. And, no, don't get me wrong. I liked the guy that was speaking.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I liked it. I even liked he was had some funny stuff. I enjoyed it. But when you say you're not going to do it, then don't do it. So, Shelley, who's the lead on music by? Deer in the headlights.
Jam Alkers.
We need to get that song from Jam
Alkers.
Yeah,
well,
I like
don't,
that one.
He's not on my friends list.
He's on my friends list.
Okay, contact him then.
All right. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
And take care of you.
Liars and beggars and bums and thieves, come gather round for your daily reprieve. All of us here are soaked in sin. Brothers and sisters, I call you my kin. We sang with the band as we shipped out to sea. We toasted the captain while sunk to our knees. We made it to shore by the skins of our necks. We share the scars we received from the wreck. And disheveled, the young heretics and the rousers of rebels. Now sing with me. Proud fight until my dying breath. Proud fight until my dying breath. proud fight until my dying breath.